आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो रवीश।
नमस्कार, मैं रवीश कुमार। दिस पॉडकास्ट हैज बीन जनरेटेड बाय आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस। द वॉइस यू विल नाउ हियर इज नॉट माइंड बट जनरेटेड बाय अ मशीन। वी आर ट्राइंग टू रीच न्यू ऑडियंसेस एंड दस मेकिंग यूज ऑफ व्हाट एआई हैज टू ऑफर। देयर माइट बी सम ट्रांसलेशन रिलेटेड इनएक्यूरेसीज। इन दैट केस प्लीज रेफर टू आवर मेन वीडियो।
नमस्कार, आई एम रवीश कुमार। You might be familiar with the name of BJP's Danveer Karna. This is the same Karna who, when he donates to the BJP, no one can match his contribution. We have never seen such significant donations from the leaders of any other party. If you're considering making a donation, you should definitely draw inspiration from the senior leaders of the BJP. Your money will be well utilized. First of all, why is a party that has received crores in donations asking its workers for more, and why are its senior leaders donating such substantial amounts? But don't assume that the crores have directly benefited the party's treasury, especially since its national president, JP Nadda, has donated rupees. We'll discuss this in today's video, along with the journalists who have exposed the electoral bond. Now, let's get to the main topic. This is about the receipt that the president himself tweeted, dated March 1st Street. Among those who have donated the significant sum of 1,000 are Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani. According to the 2019 affidavit, Smriti Irani's assets are worth 8 crores. Having been ministers for 10 years, both Smriti Irani and Piyush Goyal have issued receipts for 1,000. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have each donated 2,000 rupees, and this is the receipt for that. Only Foreign Minister S. Jayashankar has matched these two by issuing a receipt for 2,000. We don't have the details for everyone, but if this trend continues, it seems that the total donation amount from the Modi cabinet won't even reach 1 lakh. It's unknown how much the BJP workers in the district might have spent on arrangements for horse carriages and crowds to welcome these ministers. However, the generosity displayed by these individuals through their 1,000 rupee donations is remarkable. To ensure transparency, they have tweeted the receipt themselves. Why would a party that has received crore in donations extract 1,000 rupees from the pockets of these leaders? Couldn't the party have allocated 5 or 10,000 rupees from its own funds for them? Even if just for appearances, the donation amount from the senior leaders would seem a bit more substantial. Moreover, this donation is purportedly for the development of India. Today, we will explore how such a large country is set to become developed thanks to their 5 or 10,000 rupees. You should also check out Ravish Kumar Official. Otherwise, you might miss out on understanding how India is developing. The link narendramodi.in/donation opens a page that looks different on a laptop and on a phone. On a laptop, you can donate amounts of 5, 50, 100, 500, 1000, 2000, and you're asked for your email and phone number. However, this is the same party that has informed the Election Commission that it has not kept any record of who has given the bond. The rule is that donors of up to 2,000 rupees do not need to reveal their identity, but then why ask for email and phone numbers from those donating 5 and 50 rupees? And yet, the BJP has told the Election Commission it does not keep a record of those who have donated 1 crore through bonds. Do you see the contradiction? Congress and other parties have also made similar arguments. But when opened on a phone, another option appears, indicating that if you wish to donate more than 2,000, you should click here. This leads to a separate page. For donations exceeding 20,000, PAN card details are required. Moreover, the website also facilitates donations up to 1 crore. This means that from the Prime Minister to Smriti Irani, everyone had the option to donate more than 2,000 and even more than. When ministers are making their receipts public, it's clear they have no issue with disclosing their identity. They must also understand the importance of disclosure. Then, how did the BJP inform the Election Commission that they were unaware of the identities of the individuals who donated bonds worth crores, claiming they had no record of such transactions? In 2014, a donation campaign was initiated to support Narendra Modi's prime ministerial bid. At that time, the BJP frequently tweeted pictures of donors. For instance, on 22 February 2014, a tweet announced that Akash Garg was the 500th donor to the Modi for PM fund. The following day, another tweet corrected that the picture was actually of Shyam Sharma, identified as the 1000th donor to the same fund. Back then, the BJP openly shared information about its donors, but with the introduction of electoral bonds under the guise of transparency, the party claimed to have no information about the donors. One can only hope that no BJP worker, in their enthusiasm, donated all their ancestral property. They should consider that when prominent leaders are donating modest amounts like 1000 or 2000 rupees, they should gauge their contributions accordingly. It's fortunate that these individuals didn't contribute excessively, otherwise, their contributions alone might have matched the staggering account of crores, making the substantial donations from the lottery king and the energy drink seller seem insignificant. Among the donations received by 20 parties between 2018 and 2023, the BJP topped the list with donations amounting to crores. When Rajnath Singh served as the national president of the party, before 2014, he had urged elected MPs, MLAs, and councillors to donate 1 month's salary to the Modi for PM fund. Imagine, these individuals donated a month's salary to support Narendra Modi's prime ministerial campaign, and after assuming office, Modi himself donated 2000 rupees. Upon becoming prime minister in 2014, Narendra Modi declared that the BJP was like a mother to him. It is hoped that those who donated and worked for the party did not feel slighted by the fact that a Congress MLA could become a chief minister or a minister. They should also realize that individuals might join the party after making donations or might bring their property to avoid scrutiny by the Enforcement Directorate, ED. Would anyone protect someone's property from the ED without expecting something in return, especially if it belonged to a leader of the opposition? This question is raised in the national interest and could be a reason why leaders, who facilitated the donation of 8,251 crores through the electoral bond law, might not feel compelled to donate more from their own pockets. A donation of 2,000 is deemed sufficient. This brings us to a poster from 8 December 2018, launched by the BJP on its Twitter handle. The poster featured the Prime Minister with soldiers, proclaiming his support for them and inviting contributions for a secure India. It also promised donors a chance to meet the Prime Minister. The exact number of donors who met the Prime Minister remains undisclosed, but it's crucial to note that this campaign used images of soldiers and, 4 years later, the Agnivir Yojana was introduced in 2022, limiting soldiers' service to 4 years. The BJP conducted a campaign from 25 December 2021 to 11 February 2022, named the Campaign to Make India Great, which allowed donations ranging from Rs 5 to 1000 rupees, coinciding with the birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee and the death anniversary of Deen Dayal Upadhyay. Additionally, a donation campaign was launched on Dhanteras in 2018 to raise funds for the BJP. The introduction of electoral bonds in 2018 coincided with several donation campaigns by the BJP. Between 2017-18 and 2022-23, the BJP received 209 crores from membership fees and lifetime contribution funds, with 170 crores coming from the lifetime contribution fund alone. The amount received from electoral bonds between 2018 and April 2019 remains undisclosed, as the Supreme Court's decision on the matter did not cover this period. Political parties frequently run donation campaigns, and when party leaders, whether it's the Congress or the BJP, when they donate, they announce it. If a common donor contributes, they publicize it, often tweeting a photo. However, if a corporate entity donates, they remain silent. This logic is peculiar. Congress spokesperson Pawan Khera donated more than 6 lakhs, and many leaders, including Jairam Ramesh, donated 1,38,000, openly stating their contributions. Congress has received less than 2,000 crores in donations, and the party is facing a financial crisis. Moreover, the Income Tax Department has frozen some of Congress's accounts and imposed a heavy fine. Despite being out of power at the center for 10 years and having limited state governments, Congress leaders initiated a donation campaign but did not contribute merely 1 or 2,000. It's challenging to obtain precise information about the sources and amounts of political donations. Electoral bonds indicate that the BJP has received crores. Adding amounts from electoral trusts, cash, and bank transfers, the total reaches crores, as calculated by the Scroll website from audit reports. Although there are controversies surrounding bonds, they are not the sole method of receiving donations. The disparity in funds, with one national party having around crores and another less than 2,000 crores, will inevitably impact election campaigns. The BJP's advertisements will be more visible. According to ADR's report, between 2020-21 and 2022-23, the BJP's income increased by more than 23%, from 1917 crores to 2,360 crores. In 2022-23, the BJP received 77% of the total funds received by national parties, with 1917 crores going to the BJP and 541 crores to the Congress. Financially, the BJP has surpassed all other parties, having enough funds to provide pensions to its workers and salaries to party officials. The sum of Rs crore is extraordinary. Additionally, wealthy candidates from other parties are joining the BJP, fearing investigations by agencies like the ED. This not only financially weakens the opposition but also depletes its human resources. Those joining the BJP out of fear are perceived as defectors, but it's more akin to being coerced. From leaders to workers, everyone is being kidnapped. The disclosed amounts are just the tip of the iceberg, as money reaches political parties through various channels, not accounted for here. The information on electoral bonds is minimal, and much remains unknown. RTI activist Lokesh Batra has unveiled new information. In November 2023, the Supreme Court concluded hearings on the bonds and reserved its decision, yet the government continued to print bonds. 8,350 bonds of 1 crore each were printed. The challenge now is to discover who encashed them. Batra also found that the State Bank of India charged a commission of 13.50 crore rupees for printing the bonds, a cost borne by the common taxpayers of India. The buyer of the bonds does not pay the commission. Instead, it's funded by the government, essentially by the public. It's a cunning strategy. Donate out of fear of a raid, because of a raid, or to secure business. Pharmaceutical companies, despite not lowering medicine prices, are donating crores to political parties. In a previous episode, we mentioned that 35 pharmaceutical companies purchased bonds worth 1,000 crores, including 7 companies under investigation for producing substandard medicines. This was revealed through a joint investigation by Scroll, News Minute, and News Laundry. Consider the implications of these donations on the political landscape. A company that pledges to donate Rs 77 crore but also reduces its prices is, in reality, taking Rs crore from your pocket. This calculation was made by the Scroll team after reviewing several audit reports. It's important to note that this type of information is not provided by the major newspapers in your city. If they are Hindi newspapers, you won't find this kind of information in them. In fact, there's hardly any reporting at all. Consequently, if you ask anyone about electoral bonds, they likely won't know. Fortunately, viewers of Ravish Kumar Official are informed because we have compiled the work of many journalists and presented it to you. These are the journalists who have uncovered the biggest fraud and scam in Indian politics. The Scroll, News Minute, and News Laundry teams, along with Reporters Collective, have conducted thorough investigations and reported on electoral bonds. These organizations boast around 30 journalists, with Reporters Collective contributing 7. While we cannot display their pictures with names, it's important to recognize them: Supriya Sharma, Dhanya Rajendran, Aban Usmani, Anand Manganle, Anisha Seth, Anjana Meenakshi, Ayush Tiwari, Azifa Fatima, Basant Kumar, Divya Ashlesha, Jayashri Arunachalam, Joel M. Rajshekhar, Maria Teresa Raju, Nandini Chandrashekhar, Neil Madhav, Nikita Saxena, Parth MN, Pooja Prasanna, Prajwal Bhatt, Prateek Goyal, Pratyush Deep, Rammalika Karthikeyan, Raman Kirpal, Vaishnavi Rathore, Ravi Nair, Sanchi Hegde, Shabbir Ahmed, Shivnarayan Rajpurohit, Siddharth Mishra, Tabassum Barnegarwala, Nitin Sethi, फुरकान अमीन, हर्षिता, मयंक अग्रवाल, तपस्या, अनूप जॉर्ज फिलिप, श्रीगिरीश जलिहल ऑफ रिपोर्टर्स कलेक्टिव एंड पूनम अग्रवाल ऑफ यूट्यूब चैनल एक्सलन एक्स. Their work has been immortalized in the annals of Indian journalism. Supporting these organizations by reading their reports and providing financial assistance is crucial. Being a journalist in the era of gaudy media, working for less and awaiting a monthly salary, is a struggle that is not discussed enough. We should all be thankful for these journalists. Veteran journalist Lokesh Batra, who obtained thousands of pages of information through RTI, is another figure worth mentioning. Comparing the reports from the substandard Hindi newspaper delivered to your home with their work will highlight the difference in journalism quality. The journalists who have diligently worked on the electoral bond issue are the ones whose names and faces we've shared. However, Amit Shah is not granting interviews to them but to anchors of channels that have neither reported such news nor promoted it. If the Home Minister were to give an interview to these journalists and the public watched it, the truth would be revealed. The anchors of gaudy media wouldn't even dare to ask reciprocal questions. Amit Shah, in a program of gaudy channels, challenged Rahul Gandhi to disclose from where the India Alliance Party received a donation of 6,000 crores. While this is a valid point, it would be more enlightening if Amit Shah disclosed from where the BJP received Rs. Crores, detailing the amounts received before and after raids on companies. With the BJP in power at the center for 10 years and claiming to have eradicated corruption, the reports on election donations cast a shadow of doubt, suggesting everything from corruption to extortion. The BJP should call for an investigation into this matter instead of deflecting by pointing out that the Congress and Trinamool have also received donations. This issue transcends who received what, it's about a law that was manipulated to break many others. If donations are proven to be extorted following raids, it indicates a form of extortion, with the raiding agencies under the control of the BJP government, not the opposition. Namaskar, I am Ravish Kumar.